At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning. Welcome in on a New Year's Eve. It is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh, the former All-Pro wide receiver, mostly with the Cincinnati Bengals here, filling in for Dan and the Danettes. And man, what a show we have for you today. And I want you to know the compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. And whoa, what a show we do have for you today on this New Year's Eve. Let me welcome in my partner for the day, TJ Houshmandzadeh, who of course has his own radio show here on the weekend on Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game, and has a great podcast that he kicked me off last year called Lemon Pepper Parlay on the Extra Points Podcast Network. And you can hear me Monday through Friday on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern with Chris Broussard. Good morning and happy New Year's Eve, TJ. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well, Rob. How are you, man? Get some good football on TV the last couple days, and tonight should be the best, or should I say this afternoon should be the best.
Yes. Big games, of course, college football playoffs. We're going to get into that and what it means for some schools, and as it plays out, as the Final Four are set, and we got the school that some people don't think should be in there, Cincinnati, despite what they did, and how that plays out. And, of course, Michigan with the big bounce back year, the win over Ohio State, and, of course, some regulars in Alabama and Georgia. So we'll get all into that. But first, I do want to say that let's welcome in the crew filling in for Dan and the Danettes today. Bo is our producer. Joel is our engineer. So look forward to working with them as well today. But TJ, let me ask you first, New Year's Eve, Are you a big New Year's Eve guy? I know you're married. You got like 9, 10 kids. It's really four, right?
Yeah, really is it four.
Okay.
Yeah, four of us.
I know four is like 9 or 10 nowadays. You know what I mean? People just aren't having kids. But have you always been a big New Year's Eve guy or now or yes and back in the day, but no longer?
Now, you know what? I'm not a drinker. And so.
See, I was going to say, I didn't think you would be even when you were younger because you don't drink, yeah. Right?
No, but, you know, growing up, we would go to Vegas a lot. And that was obviously pre-COVID. So the strip would be packed.
Right.
We would always just be in Vegas, walking up and down the strip all parts of the night. And then as soon as midnight hit, people would just go crazy and have fun. And I was just always one of those guys where obviously I'm not drinking. And so when guys would drink, including my buddies, they just act. So and I'm like, why are they acting like this?
Right. This alcohol is unbelievable, right? Yep.
And obviously, I believe I started going probably when I was 17, 18. None of us are even age to drink because we're all the same age. And so,
right.
You know, these dudes are drinking. But, yeah, we would go to Vegas a lot. But being a big celebrator of New Year's Eve, I would say no. But we did celebrate it, so to speak, when you look at it. And obviously, when you start playing, we're always playing around New Year's Eve always fell on a practice or a Saturday or a Sunday, so you couldn't do anything. And now, what we always have had parties at our house. This year, we're going to head to Big Bear. I've never been to Big Bear, being in California my entire life. And so as soon as I finish this show, we're going to hit the road and go to Big Bear and get in the snow.
And then bring in the new year up there. Which is cool. As a guy who grew up in New York City, I want you to know most New Yorkers have never been to the ball drop. That's for tourists. You know, I grew up in New York, right? I never went to the ball drop in Times Square, ever.
Really?
Like the idea of standing out for 7 hours where you can't use the bathroom.
And it's cold.
It's cold. Remember, it's January in New York. It ain't California. And you're squished up. So I never did that. But I do want to say, I was, you know, in my early days when I was young, TJ, in my 20s, and I was a sports writer covering baseball, man, the hottest thing I did was 2 years in a row, Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis. This is back in the 90s, right? They were the biggest stars, two of the biggest stars in baseball. They used to have a New Year's Eve party in Los Angeles at the LAX Marriott. It was an awesome party, and I would go to that, and everybody would be dressed to the nines. I can remember meeting Wesley Snipes there. Couldn't imagine in the 90s. You know what I mean? He was still becoming big or whatever. There would be movie actors, all kinds of people. And it was great because it was in the hotel. So you didn't have to go anywhere, worry about driving. You know what I mean? Or any issues. But I used to do it up. And now I'm just an old fat sports writer and I don't do anything. So,
yeah, it's people that know me. Like we would have, I guess, I did celebrate New Year's Eve pretty much all the time then. Now that I sit here and think about it, Rob, we would always have parties at our house.
See, you did celebrate it. Yeah, you're having parties and people over.
Yeah, we'd have probably 30 people at our home. And I remember one, y'all never forget this, man. A friend of mine told somebody that I know, but we're really not friends.
Right.
And he comes to my house.
Like uninvited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's...
I knew him, so I didn't kick him out. I let him stay. And he was drinking, and he passed out. And everybody started to leave. True story. Everybody started to leave. And so I woke him up. I'm like, bro, you got to go.
You got to go. Everybody else don't have to go. Right.
There were people that told me, hey, I'm going to stay tonight. I'm like, fine. We have extra rooms. You can stay. I felt bad. I made him leave. I'm like, right. Bro, I got three daughters.
Right.
I don't know you like that. There's no way you sleeping in my house.
You're not spending the night. Right.
You got to go. I put him out.
But you know what? First of all, you should never show up to anybody's house.
He did, though. I let him show up. He had fun. He was able to eat because we would always have
But you can't drink
food.
And then pass out, though, at your house, right? That's not that's not a good look.
Nah. Not when I got three daughters in my house, buddy. You're not.
No doubt.
Nah, that's not happening.
No doubt. Hey, the passing out. Or maybe being kicked out. Let's talk about the college football playoffs. And I know you love college football. And I think, this is my feeling, that the powers that be want Cincinnati to get its butt kicked today. And this is so that they can tell everybody, see, we told you they don't belong. They can go back to their Power Five schools that they want to be involved in this. Am I right or wrong, TJ, that they, you know, they're double digit. They're 14.5 point underdogs, right? So they expected to get beat up by Alabama. What do you think? Am I bugging or am I right?
I was you're right about, I believe, the powers that be. They want Cincinnati to get ran through.
Right.
And the reason I think they go undefeated and you're still the fourth seed.
Right. Like, right.
It's like, how are we the fourth seed and we went undefeated and we beat Notre Dame, who's ranked number five? How does that happen on the road? And not only did we beat them pretty handily. I just feel like Cincinnati's going to play a better game than people expect them or are going to give them credit for. I really do. This team is led by a ton of upperclassmen, and maybe they don't belong, but they're going to show that they can play with Alabama. I truly believe that it's going to be a competitive game. Just Alabama has so much depth. If Desmond Ridder can avoid the big turnover, I believe we're going to see a competitive game. You don't play the way Cincinnati has played the last 2 years. I don't care who you play and win as many games as they've won and just going to get ran off the field against Alabama. It's not going to happen. As long as they can avoid the turnover, Desmond Ridder and guys not fumbling the ball, I believe we are going to see a competitive game, because in the secondary –
Why is the spread 13.5? You really, when you say competitive, are they going to cover the spread? They're going to lose by 2 or 3 to Alabama or 5 points? Or what are you saying?
When I say competitive, Rob, I believe we'll get into the fourth quarter and we're not going to be like, oh, let me turn this and find something else to watch until Michigan and Georgia starts. I think it will be a game that will keep our interest until the fourth quarter. I just feel like in the secondary, Cincinnati can match up with Alabama's receivers. Cincinnati has corners that are going to be drafted fairly high in the NFL draft. They can match up. What I don't know is, how are they going to match up front? I don't know how they're going to match up front. Are they going to be able to slow this run game down? But I know Desmond Ridder is a mobile quarterback with a good arm. He actually came out here in the summer. And this is probably why I'm very optimistic.
You are optimistic. There's a reason they're playing the matinee 2 against Alabama at 12:30.
And it's Alabama
time,
huh?
3:30. Right. You know, I mean, there's a reason, because they don't think it's, you know, they think that Georgia, Michigan, right, the 7:30 p.m. game Eastern, the Capital One Orange Bowl, is going to be the more competitive and the game that people want to see. Because you would say, well, why aren't you showing Alabama? Because they don't think it's going to be a game. But go ahead. I know you played in Cincinnati. You got a soft spot for the Queen City. I lived there. I worked there at the Cincinnati Enquirer, so I got it. But you got to give me more on why you think this is going to be a game.
It's also, you know, being like this past summer, obviously we work with guys and with COVID and you don't know what's going on. And some of their players, they got out here and they came out here on their own and they were training. I just felt like watching them, they were making a decision to be great. And Desmond Ridder was one of them. Nice arm, can really run. Their cornerback, Ahmad Gardner, he's going to be a high draft pick. He's going to match up with those receivers from Alabama. I'm just eager to see. I don't believe we'll see a blowout. Like, they got a tight end, Josh Wild. He can play, bro. He can play at any school in the country. He can flat out play. Big dude, can run routes. And so I'm just eager to see how these dudes match up.
Will the stage be too big? And if they do get blown out, okay,
I wish I could come back and say I was wrong.
But if they get blown out, this will be the powers that be. This will be their trump card. Am I right? The next time a smaller school, not one of the blue bloods, has a good season, they'll say, see, we gave Cincinnati a chance. Look at what happened. It wasn't even though we've seen blowouts, and you got to admit this, TJ, with the big schools and some of the college football playoffs, right? I mean, we've seen blowout games. So it sometimes it seems like one school's ready, the other school's not. And now let's go to the other game, the Michigan-Georgia game. Who do you like in this game? Because the last time I think me and you did, Dan Patrick, you went to the high heavens and said Michigan wasn't going to beat Ohio State. You remember that, TJ? You just did not believe.
You know what?
In Michigan.
I did go to the higher heavens and say that. And now that you brought that up, it was a caller that I told him. I said,
yes.
Man, that caller got to reach out. I got to find a way to pay for that man dinner because I got to be
right.
A man of my.
You bet him dinner. You said like
I didn't
no
bet
way.
Him dinner, but I just told him if Michigan wins, I owe you dinner. So I want to pay for his dinner straight up and down.
All right.
So
whoever
hopefully
that was.
Hopefully he's listening. I do remember that, and I'm going to pay for your dinner.
Okay. But tell me about this Michigan-Georgia matchup. To me, Michigan, finally, Jim Harbaugh paid off. You know, a lot of disappointment at Michigan, losing to the rivals, you know, Michigan State, and getting losing the first five matchups with Ohio State. But they finally beat Ohio State. They're in the college football playoff. Who do you like in this game and why?
Man, I'll be honest. Like, I think this is going to be a competitive game because of Harbaugh's a really good coach, man. Like, if you just look at what he did at Stanford, and now look at Stanford now. Oh, he leaves Stanford, he goes to the Niners. What he did with the Niners? The Niners haven't been nowhere near as good since he left, even though
they did go back to the Super Bowl. You got to give them that.
They haven't had the consistency.
No, I get it. He went to the NFC Championship game, 3 years in a row?
Yeah, and they lose in the Super Bowl as well. I just look at Harbaugh and say, man, he's done a good job recruiting. He has that team playing really well. And then I have to put in but.
What's the big but? Here we go, because they're still 7.5-point underdogs in this game against Georgia. Both teams come in with a record of 12-1. Michigan is ranked number 2, Georgia ranked number 3. So what's the big but?
The big but is Michigan hangs their hat on the run game. You're not running the ball on Georgia.
So what are they going to do then? They're going to you think they can't totally abandon the run, even though respect Georgia his ability to stop the run, but what are you going to do, TJ, if that's what your bread and butter was? And you saw they ran the ball down Ohio State's throat, right, in that big win.
Everybody
that changed
ran the
everything
ball.
For Michigan.
Everybody ran the ball down Ohio State's throat for the most part, at least in their losses, Ohio State's losses. If you're Michigan, you got to come out and do what you do, and that's run the ball. If you cannot, which I don't believe they will effectively, obviously, you're going to have to switch it up and start throwing the ball. Can Cade McNamara make those throws? Can those receivers get open? And if they cannot, if he can't make the throws, do you bring in J.J. McCarthy because he is mobile? And that gives a different look for the defense. I just feel like that front seven of Georgia, that's one thing they do. They stop the run. Do they adopt the Alabama game plan and say, we're going to take shots down the field? You're going to play all this, man. We're going to take shots down the field and see if our receivers can beat your corners. But I believe they need to come out and do what they do best. I just don't believe they're going to be effective doing it, not against that Georgia front seven. Only thing that concerns me is Stetson Bennett being a quarterback for Georgia, not JT Daniels. That's my only concern.
All right, our telephone number, we want to hear from you on the Dan Patrick Show, 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox. The big college football playoff today. Who do you have? You got Bama, you got Cincy, you got Michigan, you got Georgia. And do the powers that be want Cincinnati to get blown out? We want to hear from you on that. And Michigan, if they lose to Georgia, will it be still a great season because they made it to the college football playoff? Or will your panties be in a bunch and will you be mad that they did lose to Georgia? After all, they're the number two ranked team, but underdogs in this game. All right, it is the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite exquisitely spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on a New Year's Eve here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and the former wide receiver TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Our telephone number 877-996-6369, 877-99 on Fox. Talking to college football playoff semifinals, of course, later on today, 3:30 start Eastern, Cincinnati against Alabama, and then 7:30 in the nightcap, it is Georgia and Michigan. And we want to hear from you. Who has the most to lose or to gain from this? What if Cincinnati upsets Alabama? TJ, that would throw people in the that would be a shakeup.
Yes,
and
it
then
would be.
All of a sudden they would have to open up the powers that be about the smaller schools, right? If they were to do that. And if Cincinnati gets trounced, then they'll say, "See, we told you so." We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox.
We got David in West Virginia. You're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Rob, TJ, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Well, Happy Dave. New
How
Year
are
to you.
Bro?
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Rob, you got a birthday coming up. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. January 10th, my man. God is good. That's I'm great. Feeling good. Thank you.
Hey, it will be a shakeup, but that's not going to happen, boys. I don't think it matters what the powers to be want. Alabama's going to roll in this one. You can take them and lay the points. Georgia, second-ranked total defense in the country. Everybody's talking about the pass defense and how it can match up for Cincinnati, keep them in the game. I just don't see it. Michigan and Georgia, I think that game might be a little bit closer, but I think we're going to have an all-SEC final.
So I don't disagree. I'm actually going to lay some shekels on both Georgia and Alabama, TJ. I'm with him.
I mean, that's
easy.
I
know.
It's easy to say that. I just feel it's
so you think there's going to be an upset. One of these schools is going to upset one of these others.
If it's an upset, I'm going to go with the biggest underdog.
You got Cincinnati beating Alabama.
I didn't say I have them beating them. I said if there will be an upset,
okay.
That will be,
it will be that one.
Yeah. Again, I say this. The fact that Stetson Bennett, they believe Stetson Bennett gives them a better chance over JT Daniels. I don't know. And this is why Kirby Smart – He can't seem to win a big game. You start Jake Fromm over Justin Fields. Justin Fields leads. I just don't know what they think at Georgia about quarterback play, and they just play it like if I'm a quarterback, I don't know if I'm going to Georgia.
Right.
Like I don't know. Like you got Justin Fields and you play Jake Fromm over him because he's not going to make the mistake, but he's not going to make the play either.
Right. Right.
There's
a difference between the two. Right. I understand playing safe. But sometimes you need a guy to make a play for you.
These defensive head coaches, and I believe Nick Saban was like that at one point in time, and he was like, I got all these athletes. Let me open this offense up and use these Ferraris. And since they've started to open up that offense, look at them. But they used to be a two-yard in the cloud of dust offense.
No doubt. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Dick in Florida. You're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy New Year's Eve, Dick.
Yes, how are you?
Happy New Year's Eve to you guys, and happy coming up birthday.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, just so we're clear here, okay, I'm a basketball guy. My last name is Packer, which might be synonymous to you guys in terms of NCAA Final Fours.
I know Billy Packer.
Billy
go ahead.
Packer.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so I'm his younger brother. Okay, I ran the ABA for a number of years. But since you guys are talking football and it's football season,
yes.
Let me give due where due is good, okay? Taking nothing away from Cincinnati. They had a marvelous year. As both of you guys know, going undefeated is no small task, no
right.
matter who you're playing.
No
okay?
doubt.
Now, that being said, okay, we get to the end of the year and we got to pick the teams that are playing for the national title. All right, so you're in the room, and you got two teams that you're looking at. And here's their profile. One team, okay, has played five of its 12 games against top 20 ranked teams. The other team has played one. Both teams have two common opponents. Team B that played one top 20 team won those combined games by 22 points.
Okay.
Team A won both of those games by a combined 97 points.
So you're saying Cincinnati's getting killed. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
What I'm saying is, which of those two teams on paper after the season deserve to be in a championship game?
We got it. On paper. Right, but let's say this, and TJ, we appreciate the call. TJ, you know this. We understand paper, but games are played on the field. We've seen upsets. Let's not act like we've never seen teams that have no business winning win, right? We have.
It happens all the time.
All the time. All the time. And you go, oh, my God, I can't believe so-and-so won. Like you just can't believe it.
Cincinnati has NFL talent on her team. They don't have it like Alabama, and they don't have the tradition that Alabama has. But Cincinnati's starting running back. He started at Alabama and transferred to Cincinnati.
Right. So he's a big-time player.
He had the pedigree coming out of high school. Alabama's obviously the favorite. Alabama's going to be the – it don't matter who Alabama's playing. They're the favorite.
All right. Let's now welcome in to the Dan Patrick Show our guest, Anthony Tresh. He is a senior college football writer at Pro Football Focus. His Twitter is at @PFF_Anthony. Anthony Tresh, welcome to the Dan Patrick Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Happy New Year's Eve to you.
Yeah, likewise, fellas. Happy college football playoffs, right? It's the best day of the year, in my opinion.
Hey, Anthony, here we go. We just were talking about Cincinnati and Alabama. Do the powers that be in college football want Cincinnati to get their butts kicked so that they could say, okay, we gave them a shot. Look what happened. We can get back to business as usual.
You know, I think this year it might be a little bit different just because there is a, you know, an underdog story to it. I mean, if Cincinnati were to beat Alabama, I would say that's probably the greatest upset and one of the best upsets we've ever seen in college football, right? And I do think that, you know, the powers that be, I think they'd be fine with that. Obviously, Alabama, I do think, would probably get more ratings, but I don't think they would see a dip by any means if Cincinnati were to win. You know, I think it would be a good thing for the sport overall, and I think that would draw more – I would say more of the unexpected eyeballs, you know, the fans that maybe see the national championship game, say Georgia wins, and, you know, they see Alabama, like, oh, it's the SEC championship again. You know, it's the same old story every year. But maybe you get Cincinnati in there, kind of changes opinions there. So I don't think they would be, you know, too upset with it, but definitely Alabama would, of course, be the ultimate moneymaker.
Anthony, when you look at these games and everybody assumes Alabama is going to trounce Cincinnati, you work at Pro Football Focus, you guys really analyze and break down the games differently than a lot of people and break down the players. Will Cincinnati be competitive? And I know the corners that Cincinnati have that they can slow Alabama down. How do you foresee that matchup going?
Yeah, I will say I'm a little bit of a contrarian on this one. I mean, a lot of analysts across the industry and even our own model here at PFF, you know, thinks, you know, Alabama's going to beat Cincinnati handedly. They're going to cover the 13.5-point spread. For me, I think it's going to be a lot closer. I really do think Cincinnati has, you know, a chance to be really competitive in this game. I think they even have a chance to win. Wow. You know, it's just really
good. I told you.
Wow.
I told you.
So, Anthony, you telling me not to put my shekels down on Alabama? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I would not. I would be very nervous to do so. I mean, the two games that really stand out to me for Alabama, I know they played great against Georgia. Bryce Young played phenomenally. I think he won the Heisman in that game. You go back to the LSU and the Auburn games for Alabama. Those are two games they almost lost. LSU had the ball at midfield down 6 points with just, you know, seconds remaining with a chance to win the game outright and couldn't come out with a win. Auburn should have won that game. They kind of choked it away. And Bryce Young, he had his Heisman moment there with that big drive down the field to kind of get them there. You know, the two big things in that one, LSU and Auburn, they got pressure on Bryce Young a lot. And they did it in different ways. LSU, they pretty much brought the heat. They blitzed on about 50% of the dropbacks, overloaded the line, and they got after the quarterback, and Bryce Young couldn't make any plays. Auburn, they just beat them up with their front four, had a bunch of stunts in there, had some creepers as well that really confused the Auburn or the Alabama offensive line. And that's really been the story of the whole season. This Alabama offensive line has not been up to their standards. Even against Georgia, they let a pressure, about 35% of Bryce Young's dropbacks, which is a really high rate. And Bryce Young, he just managed to make no mistakes, made some plays off structure. And then when he had a clean pocket, he absolutely shredded. Now, performance in a pressured scenarios isn't stable, right? And even Bryce Young, who I think is the best quarterback in the country in making plays when knocked off rhythm, he can even struggle like we saw against Auburn and against LSU. This Cincinnati defense, you know, they play a lot of man-to-man. Like you said, the cornerbacks are phenomenal. I think, you know, while Kobe Bryant, he has been good this year. He won the Thorpe Award. I think Sauce Gardner is having the best season we've ever seen from a defensive back, at least in the PFF college era. And that's going back to 2014. Just 117 yards allowed in 13 games this season. And he's doing that playing on an island, playing a lot
and
of
Rob,
did
you
coverage.
Hear that? 117 yards in 13 games.
I heard it. I did hear it. Our guest is Anthony Tresh. He is the senior college football analyst for Pro Football Focus here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Let's talk about the nightcap in this college football playoff, Michigan and Georgia. Georgia 7.5-point favorites. Where are you on this game? How big is this for Jim Harbaugh, or has he done enough this year regardless, even if they lose, because it was a bad ride in Ann Arbor. They finally get to the college football playoff, which is why they brought Jim Harbaugh back home to his alma mater. Who do you like in this game, Anthony?
Yeah, I think Michigan's going to keep this one really close. I'm still going to pick Georgia, but I think it's going to be a low-scoring, close game. And I think Jim Harbaugh, regardless of the outcome, I think he's more than proved himself this year. I mean, no team in the CFP era has gone from unranked in the preseason to the college football playoff. They've improved their power ranking in PFF database more than any other team in college football since week zero. So I think he's pretty much proved himself. But, of course, he wants that national title. And they do have a chance to get there. I would not be surprised if they ended up winning this game. I think the big key for me, definitely offensively for Michigan, they're going to have to keep doing what they've done all year. And it's really the trick plays, right? No team has been more successful, you know, generating success on trick plays this year than Michigan in college football. I think their run game is going to get shut down because Georgia's defense is phenomenal. It's just absolutely phenomenal up front. That front seven is disciplined, where they're well-schemed, well-coached, you know, technically refined, and they're the most athletic defensive front in college football. I think they're going to no issues really.
Let me ask you this. So does Michigan just abandon the run and go like we can't run, or you can't do that? You got to still try, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to try. They're definitely going to try. I just don't think it's going to work, and they're going to have to get success off that strict plays. And then defensively, they're going to have to be very disciplined because this Georgia team, they like to do a lot of early down play action out of heavy personnel. And Michigan really hasn't been the best defense defending play action. Those linebackers, they like to bite on that, and it opens up plays downfield. We saw it against Nebraska when they just squeaked out a few-point victory on the road midseason. And I think that's something to key in. If they can be disciplined and really get – Stetson Bennett into those obvious passing situations, get him to third and long, like Alabama did. And what they did was, you know, the Crimson Tide, they brought a lot of mug looks to him, right? And they really confused him and confused that Georgia offensive line, because that Georgia offensive line, they don't get a lot of true pass sets, right? A lot of play action, like I said, and you get some RPO concepts as well when they're in that 11 personnel on early down. And so they're seeing, you know, true pass hit maybe 30% of the time, one of the lowest in the Power Five. So if they can get that and get Aiden Hutchinson, right, let him cook on those obvious passing situations, get those linebackers, get creative in the pass rush, I think that's when you have an opportunity to create turnovers like Alabama did and really get yourself out top. So the big thing there, you know, like I said, offensively, you're going to have success on trick plays because I do not see any big breakaway runs being generated here. And then, of course, defensively, stay disciplined against that early down play action and don't let Georgia get out to a big lead.
Hey, Kyle, are you just sitting around all day watching film when you guys compile this at Pro Football Focus? Is this what you guys do, is just constantly watch film? And have you guys ever had any messages or calls saying, hey, this was his responsibility on this play? I believe you guys might be wrong when you guys analyze it this way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, many, many, many people watching all of this film. And, you know, the big thing, we're contracted out to all 32 NFL teams, every single Power 5 program. We, you know, we look at the all 22 angles and look and break down every single play, you know, inside and out. Anything you can think of is compiled into our database, and we synchronize the data with the coaches' film, and that's really what the coaches like about our database. And every once in a while, we will definitely have communication with the teams, and they're looking at the data, like, you know, saying, you know, maybe this touchdown wasn't on this guy. And there's a bunch of review processes that really go into it, right? And so it's all about kind of just, you know, marrying the tape with the data and making sure everything's correct. That's why we go through several review processes with that. And every once in a while, we will hear from coaches that say, you know, this is actually what his role was on this play. We'll go back and look at it, and we see, yeah, we see what you mean there, and we'll go ahead and change that for him. So there is, you know, some aspects of that, but I mean, we are working with the most accurate database in college football, and that's why, yeah, every team is looking at it, and they use it every single day. So we do break this down, and, you know, like I said, it's really easy to, you know, the big thing, and I think a tough thing that a lot of people can't wrap their heads around when thinking PFF and all this data is, you know, how do they have time to, you know, watch all this data and all this, you know, get all this data and watch all this film? And like I said, it's just in our database, anything you could possibly think of. If you wanted to see Cade McNamara on third down under pressure on third and seven and plus, you can pull that up and instantly get all the tape with it instead of, you know, back in the day, cutting up the film, cutting up the tape. We don't have to do that anymore. The database provides that. So that's why we can burn through and review this, you know, these games quick.
All right, Anthony Tresh, last thing. Give us, we got 30 seconds. Who's going to win these two games? And then give me who's going to be the national champion this year?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Alabama and Georgia. But like I said, I would not be surprised at all if Michigan or Cincinnati won. I am in the different camp.
Of those two, who do you give a better chance to? Of those two underdogs, which one do you give a better chance of winning?
Ooh, I want to say equal, but you're going to make me pick one.
No, I need you to pick. We don't do equal here on the Dan Patrick Show.
No. You got to pick a side. No straddling the fence.
All right. I will go with Alabama and Georgia. Georgia to win the Natty. But like I said, I'm not going to be surprised if Cincinnati or Michigan pulls out an upset. I think they're both very good teams and can knock off the SEC.
All right. There he is, Anthony Tresh from Pro Football Focus. We appreciate you. Happy New Year. And good watching today. Everybody will be watching the college football playoffs. Thanks, Anthony. All right, coming up on the Dan Patrick Show, Big Ben's last game at Heinz Field. That's right. It could be. It looks like it will be. And guess what, TJ? It should have been a year ago. Pittsburgh made a big mistake bringing him back. We'll talk about that and much more. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan and the Danettes right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, You're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on a New Year's Eve. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan. And the Danettes here on Fox Sports Radio. And TJ, let's talk about Big Ben Roethlisberger, who could be playing his final game at Heinz Field in his 18-year career. They have a Monday night tilt, a big game, Monday night against the Browns. And this is his 18th season, 39 years old. He's had a tremendous career. Nobody's trying to poo-poo what he's done. Fifth most passing yards in the NFL. Went to the Super Bowl a couple times, right? I mean, we got to give him credit for all that. But I think that Pittsburgh really, they knew he was not good. Even last year, TJ, when they were like, they were the worst 9-0 team we had ever seen. You remember, they were winning games, but they weren't playing that well. And then they got beat in the playoffs by the Browns. Do you think, Ben, this is it for Ben, or is any way in hell, if I could use that word, he'll be back playing in the National Football League?
Nah, I think it's a wrap. Big Ben has had a fantastic career, man. But last year, they limped to the finish line, and obviously they get eliminated by the Browns. But in that game against the Browns, it was just he looked washed. He looked like he was done. And I felt like he felt like, and the team also felt like, if he changed up some things and changed his diet and lost some weight, that he could possibly play another couple years. And so they gave it a go this year. I just believe the beating yourself up over the course of his career, you couldn't undo all of that in just one offseason. You just need so much more time. And so it's remarkable, number one. I believe Big Ben, I could be wrong, I believe he was drafted in 04. And so he's had a long ride. It's very rare you see.
18 years is a very long ride, no doubt about it.
It's very rare you see a quarterback or just a player in general play that long for one team and start all those years in a row. And so he's accomplished what many will never accomplish. The end comes for everybody. His has come later than a lot of guys. But I believe the way he abused himself, and when I say abused himself, it was well known. He ate what he wanted to eat. He trained how he wanted to train, but he was somewhat athletic. He was big. He had a good arm, and he was Big Ben. You know how many times I see Big Ben like, oh, we got the game won, and he throws a go route, receivers covered, and the ball just falls right into his hands. Like, perfect throw. But he'll scramble. Like, Big Ben has been a hell of a player for a long time.
Right. He won the Super Bowl, two Super Bowls, been to three. They lost to the Packers, right? What was that, 2010? Is that what when the year was?
Yes.
The one that they lost, 2010, but they went in 2005 and 2008. But this is, I guess, I thought Pittsburgh just mishandled it. They weren't prepared for him. And bringing him back this year, I didn't understand it. I really didn't. I thought it was pretty obvious he wasn't good last year. And they didn't have a plan. They brought Haskins in, but it doesn't seem like he's ready or they have any confidence in him. Mason Rudolph, you know, again, I don't think he's the quarterback of the future. So this year, Pittsburgh might have been better if they had a better quarterback. Or what about Minshew, if they had made a deal for him or – some situation like that, a stopgap. I just thought Big Ben last year was tapped out.
Once you bring Big Ben back, you're not going to bench him.
No, I guess, right?
You're not going to bench him. So bringing in Minshew, they're not going to do Big Ben like that. That's one thing that you
– But you get, when you say do him like that, like everybody, your time comes at some point.
Right, but
TJ,
there was
I know you can't live in the past. I understand. You know, the one thing – I don't agree with Bill Belichick and his cheating, but the one thing I do agree is his philosophy of you're better off letting somebody go one year early than a year too late. You don't agree with that?
And that, let's just be honest, that hasn't always worked out for Bill Belichick. And people give him credit. Oh, he lets him go a year early than his year. For the most part, that's always backfired on him to where the player, look at Chandler Jones. When was his last year with the Patriots? Oh, he been balling every year that he's left the Patriots. He didn't want to pay him. You look at Judon. They let Judon go. He goes away. Trey Flowers. He leaves. He plays well. Like, that philosophy that Bill does, people can't mimic it. The Steelers still had a chance this year.
You really thought they had a chance this year with Big Ben playing the way he looks like the team man.
No, I'm saying
move.
When you look at that division – The way it's been, it looked like Baltimore had a stranglehold on it. And the
younger quarterbacks are all better than him.
Yes. The Steelers don't have a succession plan. That's the biggest problem. Where do they go from here? That's all the problem.
Right. You know what? Right now, I think I'd take Uncle Ben over Big Ben. All right. It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, filling in for Dan and the Danettes. And hour number two of the program's coming up. We're going to talk about Russell Wilson. What should Seattle do with the quarterback? Stick and stay right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.